Welcome to day two of the EFM Morning Brief. It's a quick way for you to get up to speed with the latest news and find out what's on today at the European film market. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and consultant. I'm your host. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Manori Ravindran, who is international editor at Variety. Thanks for joining us, Manori.
Hey, Wendy. Thanks for having me. It's so great to, you know, to unite with you here on this.
Yes. And you're here in Berlin. I know, you know, we're not very far into this market, but any impressions so far of the Berlinale, of the EFM getting started? What are people talking about?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have to say, like, you know, I think that there was a lot of sort of a bit of trepidation in terms of what this Berlinale would look like. Obviously, with the EFM kind of going virtual and a lot of folks who were meant to come, you know, kind of pulling out basically in the last couple of months, it was sort of like, what is this going to look like? There's daily testing for, you know, high mobility delegates. Like, how is that going to work? But I personally have been really blown away by just the efficiency of the festival. I'm not sure why I kind of doubted that, but I think the testing situation has been fantastic. It's been very, very smooth, and everything is very organized from, you know, from my perspective, at least. So things are moving. I mean, obviously, we're just getting started. And, you know, literally, it's, you know, it's just the 11th. But I think that it's been a very good impression for many people right now.
I agree. These testing buses, there you get you in, they get you out. It's very quick. Are there any sort of buzzy films and projects that, is it too early to tell?
I think that there's definitely a few that I personally am excited about. You know, it's an interesting program this year in the sense that we all thought a few months ago that, you know, Carlo and Marietta had sort of a, you know, would have some, you know, go a little bit more mainstream in terms of the program and have a little bit of an eclectic mix in there. But it is actually a very, you know, strongly independent batch. I thought it was very interesting at the press conference how that kind of conversation came up with the international jury. Obviously, when you have, you know, Ryosuke Hamaguchi and someone like M. Night on the jury, just hearing them talk about that kind of intersection was really interesting. But yeah, absolutely, the program is, you know, it's got some gems in there. I'm excited for personally Andrew Dominik's Nick Cave movie, which I think will be a really nice follow up to you know, One More Time with Feeling, 1 Year One Night about the Bataclan incident. I think that will be one to watch, and just like, you know, other smaller titles that we've been covering. I think Dreaming Walls in the Panorama section about the Chelsea Hotel looks very strong. Stay Awake, a small film with Chrissy Metz from This Is Us in Generation as well. I think that has legs. Yeah, so there's definitely some really nice kind of like gems within the program.
Great. I'm such a huge This Is Us fan. We'll talk about that at a later date. So I'm going to check out that Chrissy Metz film you recommend. You know, you've got a great handle on the international market. So do you think, you know, even when it's an online market, a sort of hybrid festival, are we going to see buying and selling this week?
I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be slow to start, but there could, you know, there's some interesting packages that certainly in the last few weeks we've seen some big packages actually being kind of rolled out. I thought the Michael Mann Ferrari film, which obviously now seems to be kind of sewn up, certainly domestically and parts of international as well with Amazon, but you know, that's huge. A Man Called Otto, I know there's a lot of speculation around, you know, where that's going to go. The Tom Hanks project. There are certainly some interesting titles in the mix for sure. In terms of business activity, I do wonder because, you know, there were similarly a lot of packages around Cannes as well. A lot of those which are kind of going into production, and it has, you know, certainly with that market back in July, we didn't see the, you know, the flurry of deals that we were sort of expecting. So I do think that it is a little bit slower, and we might see that with EFM as well. But yeah, we'll see. Certainly the streamers are always very hungry for content, and I can certainly see some of these packages being snapped up, you know, pretty quickly.
Great. So yeah, we'll see how the week plays out and what deals are done. So if you're looking at the EFM program today, are there certain talks and sessions you're really looking forward to tuning into?
Yeah, actually, I really love it's a very diverse program. I know that you're kind of involved in a number of sessions as well. I really like that that sales agent discussion around distribution. I think that's really smart. I think that should be very informative. And I may just tune into that one, actually, because that seemed like a good one to sort of have around this time when everything is virtual and people are trying to figure out, you know, how do I get my movie, you know, seen, sold. These are really important questions, I think, especially for new filmmakers who are coming into the arena. I think it's vital that we have sessions like that. There's another one on producers sort of surviving in the, you know, in this landscape, which is another good discussion, I think. Indigenous filmmakers as well, and sort of the colonial funding institutions behind them, how they can sort of be served better. I just don't think we speak enough about Indigenous filmmakers. Sometimes it seems as though you know, that discussion is kind of relegated to something like Sundance. And then, you know, so I think it's lovely to see actually the Berlinale take, and the EFM obviously take that on.
Great. Some excellent tips. That gives us a lot to listen to. And we'll be reading our Variety, of course, throughout the week to see what's breaking. Thank you, Minori, so much for joining us and wishing you a great rest of Berlinale and EFM.
Thank you, Wendy. So great to be here. Thanks.
So there's lots of great sessions on today. Minori mentioned a few already. She was talking about this one we have at noon, Berlin time, building up publicity. And again, this is not just for sales agents. This is about how sales agents and all their partners build up buzz, PR, with any film looking to head into the international market. I think that's going to be really useful for anybody at EFM. It's co-hosted by European Film Promotion. At 2 p.m. Berlin time, I'm thrilled to be hosting a session about how can producers survive and thrive in 2022? We know it's not easy out there for independent producers. So we're going to start that session with Guy Bisson from Ampere Analysis, talking us through some data and analysis about IP rights and the global content market. And then I'm going to do a deeper dive with two great producers about how they're actually navigating this brave new world. So I'll be joined by Henning Kam, a great German producer who has worked on the Netflix hit Unorthodox, and Farah Abushwesha, who's a UK producer who's worked with the likes of John Malkovich and Christopher Walken. The partners on that session are Ampere Analysis and Screen International. 2 p.m., don't miss that one. At 3, there's a session called What Tech Trends Mean for Tomorrow's Productions. Maybe you're still a little confused about buzzwords like AI, blockchain, virtual production, XR. This session is going to tell you a bit more about new technologies and break them down. How are people actually using them? How are they changing the industry? And that is presented by IFA. The final one I wanted to mention is at 5 p.m. today, the Digital Landscape in Africa. This is presented by IEFTA with Engage, and it's looking at indigenous platforms for VOD in the African space. But I think anybody who's working in VOD, and let's face it, that's everybody, can learn a lot from how any niche or new VOD platform can help you reach an audience. So they're going to have great speakers there from Ethiopia, from Kenya, from Egypt, from South Africa. So that's just a few tips for today. There's so many more sessions. You can browse them all at the EFM and you can catch up on what you missed yesterday. I hope everybody has a productive and inspiring day. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow morning.